Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It was on this date in 1999. Don't try and guess too hard. It was Columbine.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I do remember that.
420.
Yeah. End of my senior year. Yeah.
It's Hitler's birthday, too, right?
It is.
Mm-hmm. I was home from school when that happened.
Some people might say the anniversary of his birth.
Oh, you were just, yeah. You were sick that day from school?
Yeah. I would just remember just watching the whole thing unfold. Then, you know, go back the next day, and that's real comforting.
Yeah, I bet it was. And high school kids, it must have been real tough for you guys. Yeah, because that was pretty brutal, obviously. But now 420 means...
It means I'm going to smoke a lot of weed tonight!
And I'm sorry that it didn't dawn on me. It did not occur to me till it was pointed out to me earlier today that this entire month... is 420.
Yeah.
It means I'm going to smoke a lot of weed.
Come on. Woo! Woo!
But the potheads, unlike a lot of rednecks, will not be gathering in City Park.
Let's hope not.
In Denver this afternoon.
Let's hope not. Don't tread on me.
San Francisco mayor has warned people to steer clear of Golden Gate Park, where they've had smokeouts in the past. Denver's Mile High 420 Festival canceled, as is the High Times 420 Cannabis Cup. There are online.
We got Carlos Mencia online now.
Yeah, he's there.
Let's bring him into the conversation here.
I didn't realize he
was
there.
How are you celebrating 420 there, Carlos?
No, I'm not going to celebrate 420 or any of the 420 celebrations. But I am in California, and my buddy owns a dispensary, and he has never sold more weed, ever, ever.
Is it actually a brick-and-mortar dispensary? Or does he deliver?
Oh, yeah, the brick-and-mortar dispensaries.
Okay.
Yeah, the straight-up, he has one where they deliver, and he is killing it. Killing it.
Yeah.
Killing it.
We were in Southern California.
My coke dealer, on the other hand, cannot give it away.
Oh. You don't want to be up all night. That's the problem. You know, I'm with him. Yeah. He can't give it away.
My coke dealer keeps calling up and going, all right, I dropped the prices again. I'm like, dude, no, I'm good. That's the time for that drug.
We were in California in the fall. My daughter got married in September in Laguna Beach. And the trouble I had was there were no brick-and-mortar stores in a lot of the beach communities, and you had to have I had to have somebody deliver it to me in a restaurant.
White guy problem.
Yeah, a restaurant parking lot. So is that still an issue? No brick-and-mortar stores? You don't seem to be having a problem.
No, we have brick-and-mortar stores. But you were in Orange County.
Yeah.
So it was probably a little different. But, nah, there's a, you know, it's legal just for your, if you're 21 and over. So, you know, it's like you go in there, it's different, man. First of all, the potency of this stuff is just different, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember in the 70s, I wouldn't even get a contact high, and I grew up in the hood.
Yeah.
Everybody was smoking. And right now, I'll get in a car, and somebody will hit a vape once. And I won't even smoke it. I'll be like, just open your window, bro. And then, like, 5 minutes later, I'm like, does anybody want a hot dog? I'm like, am I high from that?
Yeah, we go back a ways.
Really?
And we remember
there
were stems and seeds in the weed that we used to buy, and you can't find that anymore. It's all good.
Well, why would you want to look for stems and seeds?
Oh,
you're right.
Oh, it's all good. It's all sticky. There's no pops. There's no that moment where you're smoking, you're popping, somebody gets scared. Nah, there's none of that.
What are you
doing? There were never edibles.
No.
Oh, my God, dude. I had an edible, and it said four times on it, which I thought it meant, like, the four times the chocolate, because I wasn't really aware of this.
Right.
I don't know how much was in there, bro, but I took it to get on a plane because I wanted to. I was flying from, I think it was East Coast to West Coast. So I was like, I'll go to sleep. It'll be perfect. I don't know how long we were on the tarmac waiting to take off, but whatever that period was, it felt like 8 hours, and I remember closing my eyes going, gotta hope there's nothing wrong with the plane, because if they make us go back, I can't get up. He's like, no. And then I was like, close your eyes. Everybody knows. Close your eyes. Everybody knows. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm paranoid. Don't be paranoid. Stop being paranoid. I'm too paranoid. Oh, my God, I'm hungry. What's going on, bro? It was I fell asleep, and I woke up in Los Angeles, and I was still the exact same level of high. Dude, it was crazy.
I bet what you got was it was supposed to be
5 hours later. I was like, I can't get off this plane. I'm too high, man.
You probably got what was supposed to be a 25-milligram edible, and it said times four, so you probably ate 100 milligrams, and that'll put you away for a while.
I probably did, bro. Whatever it was, bro, it was so much that I was scared. Like, I was literally scared that I was going to get kicked out, that the marshals were going to come on, that TSA was going to escort me. It was bad, but here in Los Angeles, it's easy. You just go, and though, by the way, the dispensaries here, just like alcohol, are deemed necessary. So
yeah, they should be.
Never closed.
How many people are they letting in the store at one time? Did they limit that?
People in the stores, I think so. Yeah, but the dispensaries, you know, they're just. It's just a constant cycle of people going in and out, bro.
Carlos Mencia with us. Carlos, who you quarantined with? Who's in the house?
So I'm quarantined with a 3-year-old, a 13-year-old, and my wife.
Okay, man.
And I have never, bro, ever, from, I mean, I started doing stand-up when I was 20 years old.
Right.
And I've never worked less than 50 to 51 weeks a year.
Yeah.
So I've been in quarantine since the beginning of March.
Yeah.
So now going on, you know, six or 7 weeks. It's getting rough, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Rough. What are you doing to keep your sanity, man?
You know what I'm doing? I'm just trying to. I do two podcasts a week.
Got it.
Get out of the house and go shoot this thing for Instagram. I'm trying to figure out a way to do a concert on Zoom, because I have some buddies that are doing like stand up, but yeah. I think it looks weird when you see a comedian who's normally doing a show with laughter.
Yes,
and then you understand. Then you understand why they put laugh tracks. Old.
I totally do, because I watched Bill Maher's a little bit of Bill Maher online, and he's doing the monologue without a laugh track, and the joke ends, he just stops, and I'm thinking, I feel bad for everybody who tries to do that. That's why there are laugh tracks.
You're not hearing any reaction, and it's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
When was the last and where?
Yeah, because sometimes they pause too quickly.
Yes.
Or sometimes they pause too long, and you don't know because there's no audience there to tell us when to stop making the stupid face.
Right. The audience, the audience totally helps.
Here comes sarcasm face. How long do I hold it? You know what I mean?
Right. The audience totally.
And it's like we're waiting for. Yeah, we're waiting for something that's not there. It's awkward. It's awkward as hell, right? Awkward as hell.
Because I think the audience dictates your timing in a lot of ways, and if you don't have the timing, it just seems odd.
So you don't want to do that. You're not trying.
Yeah, plus there's also an exuberance, right, that comes from going from one joke to the other, or the fact that, and then you notice now when we laugh at our own jokes. Now it's really noticeable when we laugh. Because it almost feels... like a compensation. Like, we're like, well, since you're not laughing,
I'll laugh for
you. You're not laughing with people now. You're just laughing at, you're the one laughing.
And where was the last time you performed in front of a crowd?
The last time was March 4th. That was it. And March 5th, I think it was, I pretty much came home and never left. And look, at first, this quarantine was, and by the way, it's in my podcast. One of the first things I said after being stuck in the house for like 2 weeks, two or three weeks, I was like, wow, I discovered I actually like my wife.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always loved my wife, but, you know, 3 weeks together, I actually like my wife. Cut to my last episode where I'm like, she's breathing around the house. I can hear her breathing. Are those your footsteps? Can you walk a little lighter, please?
And you got a 3-year-old, too, for that. Hey, how can people get the podcast, Carlos? So just look up Carlos Mencia podcast.
The podcast is on, you know, SoundCloud. It's on everything. It's called The Journey. But just type in Carlos Mencia podcast. iTunes, everything. It'll go. Or you could go to CarlosMencia.com if you're old school and check it out like that. I'm putting a lot of content on YouTube. So my YouTube channel is youtube.com/CarlosMencia. But, you know, it's getting interesting, dude. It's getting interesting.
Yeah. Are you picking
beginning to have the conversation.
Picking a different song.
When is it worth... go ahead, bro.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I'm beginning to have that awkward conversation with friends and family members of at what point is it okay to go back and how many, you know, deaths are okay or palatable, you know, with regards to how much money we're all losing by not working.
It's a weird thing. I know it's in everybody's head. I totally understand it in everybody's head.
Yeah, I get that too.
But then the people that it's okay if you're the one that makes it out on the other end. then people can die. I have no idea. Carlos.
I totally understand people itching to get back to work. Yeah, you know, everybody wants a paycheck.
All right, Carlos Mencia. Thank you, buddy. Hey, when this is all over, we'll see you in person again soon, I'm sure. Thanks, buddy.
Hell yeah, brother. Always, man. I cannot. You don't understand. I cannot wait to get out of my house and to be funny again and to just watch people laugh without the fear of you know, I think I'm going to see masks for a long time while I'm on stage.
I think so, too.
I think that's the new fashion statement.
I think so, too. Thanks, Carlos. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate your time.
I'm going to be.
No, go ahead.
Oh, they cut him off.
Yeah, I think the booker took him on to the next.
Oh, okay. We overstayed our welcome.
A minute.
Yeah, he's good. He's always fun with us. I like Carlos. Good dude. Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, that whole conversation, and it's in the back of everybody's head. What do you do with this? But see, I don't want to die.
The people you love to die.
Call me crazy, you know. People you love to die. Like, I feel like my dad, you know. My dad, he's really itching to, he's not going to go outside anywhere, but, you know, he's 86 years old. He can't be hanging out and doing things.
Yeah, you got to put a face to this.
Right, I do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't just read stats and say, oh, well, that seems like an acceptable casualty rate.
I understand what Carlos was trying to say is that we're all just thinking, when's the end?
When, yeah.
And we don't know.
Of course we all want to get out.
That's kind of freaky, right?
Yeah, but you can't, then you can be like, having a state fair is worth 200 grandmas.
No, right.
Like, it's not. State Fair might be a bad example because the State Fair sucks.
But that's the currency people should be thinking in is how many grandmas. Right. How many grandmas is it worth for me to go out and do this? And I totally get that some people are hurting or itching to get back to work. They want a paycheck. But at what cost?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that might change my mind if I keep seeing all these solo stand-up shows pop up. Those are they're so bad.
Yeah, they got to be bad. Because the only guy I can relate to, I haven't clicked on any of them because I feel bad for the comedians, but I did watch little Bill Maher, and he was doing the joke, and the joke would just end. And Maher's not the kind of guy that laughs at himself anyway. And if he does, he laughs at himself because the audience is saying something.
He laughs at the stupidity of the situation.
Right. But I'm just saying, the stand-up jokes, bang, just lay there. Right.
Yeah, you can't do stand-up without a crowd.
No.
No, it's
and they've tried it, right? People have tried it?
Yeah.
You've probably checked in, Ted. That's what you do.
Well, I've done shows where there's barely a crowd. when people could still go places, they just decided not to go to the show.
But there was still somebody in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah. You've got to have at least a couple people.
Yeah, there was some form of feedback.
Yeah.
We should Zoom. You should do some jokes with all of us on the photos, I mean, in a little Zoom area, and we'll all just sit there and watch you.
That'd be brutal.
And, we won't laugh, even if it's funny.
Yeah.
But we'll just have us there. We'll just murmur. And let's put that out there on the social media.
I feel like everything's back to normal.
We might throw in a, just because you're eating it. Because there's nothing we enjoy more than seeing a comedian we know just get up there and eat it.
Ask Anant. He's heard that laugh from the back of the room plenty of times.